Okay, so Rick Pluzy, hi there.
Hi, Kathy. Nice to talk to you again.
Okay, so two questions here. First of all is, how did you come into Tongren?
I came into Tongren in 2004 when my wife, Lori, had been diagnosed with cancer. So cancer led me to time. It's so interesting to see all these interesting storylines of people kind of serendipitously being led to Tom Tam over the years that we've all got to know. But our story was as patients. My wife was sick and she had cancer. And Flory, like most folks who are diagnosed with cancer, end up with an oncological protocol. And she was no different. And she was doing chemo. And the reason she was doing chemo was because her oncologist said, if you don't do chemo, you'll be dead in 9 months. And, you know, kind of a shock, and she wasn't too thrilled about doing chemo. She said, well, gosh, I might as well take rat poison. Why would I do something so horrible to my body? And he said, well, because there's nothing else. Well, of course, there's lots of other options, but most of us in America are not don't know about Tom Tam or don't know about energy healing and don't know other alternative things that people are doing out there that are so fascinating and terrific, and it's, we're just exciting to be alive at a time when the world is opening up to so many marvelous, safe therapies. And Tom's take on one of the tenets of his healing system is a long-distance modality called Tongren. So the first, I ended up writing a book at Tom's suggestion and encouragement back in 2009, and it's a book trying to, as best way I can, to describe what Tongren therapy is all about. And the first chapter of the book is my wife's story. It's called Flory's Story. And it's a very interesting story. And frankly, both Flory and I both firmly believe that she wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Tom and for Tongren and all the other wonderful therapists who also had an opportunity to work with her. But anyway, Flory had a great story. Even though she almost died from the chemo, one of the chemo drugs ended up being very toxic for her, and her lungs started shutting down, and she couldn't breathe, and she was on oxygen 24/7. She was hospitalized, but came back from the hospital. They didn't have much hope for her at that point, and they told her that she couldn't continue the chemo because it was too toxic for her, and at best they thought she had a short time. But thanks to Tom and thanks to Tongren and Flory's here, you know, 11 years later, and probably healthier than she was back, 30 years ago even. So, but anyway, it's a great story, and that's what led me to. But the thing that was so important for my journey, as well as being there to support my wife, was that when I walked into that class the first day and we sat down and saw Tom and these other therapists tapping on these little plastic dolls with these hammers, you don't know what the heck is going on. You're kind of confused, and you say, well, this is bizarre, you know, and that's kind of like the honest reaction that most people would have, and that was mine. But I'm sitting in this class of 30, 40 people, and Tom is giving a couple of minutes to each one, asking them how he can help them, and he's tapping on the doll, and he's calling out points. Some of them are acupuncture meridian points. Some of them are Western medical nerve points or artery points, and the amazing thing is people were feeling things. I mean, it was rare when somebody wouldn't experience something going on in their body. If they had pain, the pain was less. And I'm sitting there, and I'm not getting treated. I'm there for my wife. But I was feeling stuff. I said, what was that little vibration that shot down my spine? Mm-hmm. And so I was very intrigued by this, and Flory was very intrigued by it. And Flory felt this amazing relaxation and a benefit from when Tom first worked on her. So we knew right away we were in the presence of something very, some phenomenon that we didn't understand, of course, but it was something we certainly knew we were in the right place. And I think that's how most people feel when they come to Tom. So the great thing about Tom is his simplistic approach, trying to break down his system. Of course, we don't all understand really everything Tom is doing when he's working on us, but he tries to break it down in a very simplistic way to say, look, we are all healers. And my gosh, just take this doll and hammer, take it home, and start tapping for your family, your spouse, your dog and your cat. You know, be the shaman of your household. Be the shaman of your neighbor. We are all healers. We can all do this. And, of course, Tom will tell us that, but my first instinct was, well, I'm not Tom Kim. I'm not a healer. I'm a piano player. You know, I'm a musician. And yet Tom says, look, this is what you do. You tap on these points for your wife who's sick with her cancer. And so I did it. I mean, I was scared. I was going to lose my wife, first of all. I mean, very fearful. And it gave me something to do. And I didn't, again, I didn't think, well, I don't know if I can do anything. But Tom says to do it, I'm going to do it. And the whole empowerment that Tom gives all of us that you can do this. It's not just you come into my class and you sit here and in awe of me and I'm going to help you heal. You can do this. And so just start trying it. If you don't try it, you'll never do it. But so just go home and do it. And that was so the empowering thing. So I started doing that and kind of told a few people about it and friends and family. And a lot of people kind of thought, well, this is too strange for words. And of course, they didn't really want me to be tapping on some doll form, but some people did. And the funny thing was, when I was working on the phone right away, that I was able to help some people. In fact, I was able to help most people. And I think that's pretty much everyone's experience. That, oh my gosh, well, so then you start thinking, well, my God, if I can do this very simple therapy by kind of targeting these areas of the physiology on this little doll, which is kind of just a little, you know, a hologram, a little representation of the client, and we're bringing an energy field to that area that's going to maybe release that migraine, release that tumor, release that, you know, rheumatoid arthritic pain in the hip, whatever. My God, if I can do this and it's that simple, I think maybe I should be doing it. You know, what's more important? If I can help people in my family, my next door neighbor, my cousin who lives in California, whatever. So I think that was the empowerment of Tom and his system, and saying you don't have to know, you don't have to go to medical school, you don't have to be an acupuncturist, you don't have to have training. All you have to do is have the doll and hammer, and as you start doing it, you start learning a little bit more, and if you're drawn into it. But that was the beauty and the simplicity of the experience of meeting Tom Tam, and that was so amazingly powerful. I'll be eternally grateful to Tom for the rest of my life.
Thanks, Rick.